Thank you for joining us as we discover together how to empower our hearts for extraordinary living. I'm Jackie Woods, here with my son and co-host Russell Woods, bringing you Heart Matters Radio, streaming to you live from the JackieWoods.org website. Each week, if you join us at 3 Eastern Time, we're going to take together an inward journey to explore the qualities or heart energies that make up who we are. When we learn who we are, we can live from the inside out. And it's by letting your heart matter that you'll be able to claim control over your choices and over your creations. Today, our heart energy subject is health. This is a big one for just about everybody. Even for those that aren't paying attention to their health, it becomes an issue after a while. So it soon becomes everybody's subject. And if you have signed up for the newsletter that you will get each Saturday morning so you can start focusing and thinking about the energy for the week, you will see a little quote. And the quote for health is a step beyond dis-ease, dis-ease, a step beyond dis-ease. Now, you know, when I was meditating with it, I came up with my own new little quote. That health is the external manifestation of internal care. I like that better.
Yeah.
Health is the external manifestation of internal care. Of course, that comes on the heels of the care workshop, so that was definitely on my mind. As we talk about these energies, we try to relate them to our lives where we've experienced this quality acting out in our lives. We try to explain what it's like to meditate and engage both your right and left brain so that you get a picture of the energy. That's the way your heart speaks to you, is through that right brain, that then your left brain takes and interprets it. However, if the right brain is not an easy thing for you to access, you can start by thinking about this energy and how it's been active in your life and what it means to you, and then get very, very quiet. And just be quiet and see what your heart has to say beyond what you already know. Because what we're trying to do is to expand our knowing of who we are, as well as how to bring who we are into the world. So, Russ, health.
When I thought about health, the thing that immediately jumped to my mind was something that happened to me when my daughter, my oldest daughter, was in, I think it was third or fourth grade. She was sitting in the back of the room, since her name starts with W. That's the curse of having a W name. You always sit in the back of the classroom. And she was having trouble seeing the board. And she came home and she said, "Dad, I think I need glasses. I can't quite see what the teacher's writing sometimes." And I said, "Well, you know, I'll be more than happy to take you to the eye doctor and get glasses for you, honey, but you really don't want to go down that road if you can help it. You know, I've worn glasses all my life, and they're a pain. I think you'd be able to correct your vision if we just do some eye exercises for a while." She said, "Okay, I'll try that." So that summer, this was at the end of third or fourth grade, that summer, all through the summer, every night, I'd go in, and I'd read her a bedtime story or something. And then afterwards, we would lay on the bed together, and I had a little laser pointer. And I'd point to a spot on the wall, and I'd say, "Okay, keep your head focused straight ahead and just watch this little dot." And then I'd move it across the ceiling and down the other side of the room and just get her to work her peripheral vision. And then we'd do things like hold our fingers in front of our face and split them apart and try and watch both of them at once, and all kinds of things. Some of them I got off the internet, some of them I just made up, just things to work the muscles in the eyes. And at the end of the summer, we did take her to the eye doctor, and he checked her and said, "She doesn't need glasses. She's doing fine." That's not to say that she won't need glasses at some point in the future, because I haven't been working with her continually, and I don't know that she keeps up the exercises on her own. But at least for that while, we were able to engage the energy of health for her by getting her focused on using the health that was already inside of her. I've been a massage therapist for 20 years, and I live by the credo that nothing in your body is written in stone. It can all be changed if you want to put forth the intention and the effort to change it. And that, to me, was a perfect example of how in one summer's time she was able to change something in her health just by wanting it to change and putting forth the effort for it.
And as we know, if, you know, I just did this workshop on care. We talked about it last show, and I did it this weekend, so it's fresh. And I was talking in the workshop about the inner care of body, mind, spirit, and emotions, and how you have to learn how to care for those, get to know them, and care for them before you can care for and support somebody else in those parts of themselves. And the picture that I had for the energy of care was four light bulbs.
Mm-hmm.
So when I got to the energy of health, I got the picture of a big light bulb with four filaments.
Okay.
So that all of that internal care then manifested as the big light of health.
Right.
And I thought that was really pretty cool because we think of health being a physical thing.
Right.
And it does manifest as either good health or poor health if our body, mind, our spirit, our emotions, our mind, and our body are all being cared for. But even if we exercise and we eat really well, which is very important, but if we do those things, if we're not doing inner care or healthy patterns around our thinking and our feeling and acknowledging who we are in our spirit, then we're going to manifest into our physical body some tensions, some misalignments, some things that will eventually, some toxins, turn into poor physical health.
Right.
Overweight is many times no more than an emotional protection.
Mm-hmm.
Because that inner care in the emotional body is not there. Or how you perceive yourself and your sense of worth can cause you to have poor posture, for instance, in the physical. So the health that you see in your body is an indication of how healthy you are inside.
I would agree.
You know, I almost couldn't separate the two because one came on the heels of the other. So I loved my picture that I got, and it was, of course, easy to explain.
Mm-hmm.
But when I started thinking in terms of this picture about a story, you know, it could have been any number of students that I have because I've worked for 30 years with students, helping them to be healthy, body, mind, spirit, and emotions, and to learn health in that bigger sense. So I just picked one.
Right.
It was the best I could do. So I picked somebody that came to me several years ago with a whole list of unhealthy patterns. Some of them were mental, some of them were emotional, some of them were physical. But the person was smart enough to know that while they were not in bad health at present time, that not only would that make their life unhealthy, but their body unhealthy too eventually. And so they wanted, of course, to have this list complete within a session or two. So I just kind of smiled and said, yes, we'll work on it, knowing that we would take it one by one and that we might take one longer than one session even. And so we began to work. And during that time of working, this person set out in a new career, with a new education, a new wife, a new life. The person has learned how to love. He's learned how his mind works, and it's given him a great deal more confidence, how to use his feelings as a support rather than have them be a controlling master that they were before. And so, you know, I wanted to give that story to help people know that total health, the inner, outer total health that manifests in your body, is that vibrant, alive person that can fit into the right size and exercise and be alive in any situation. It is a process.
Mm-hmm.
Health is a process. It is an energy of the heart, but it is one that works all the way through and is a process of unfolding.
Yeah, I'm glad that you emphasized that health is more than just physical health, because a lot of people think of it that way. And I'm sad to say that I've encountered a lot of people that think of it in an even smaller definition, that health is simply the absence of disease.
Uh-huh.
That if they haven't broken a bone lately and they don't have peptic ulcers or their cholesterol level isn't high, then they're healthy.
Uh-huh.
They think of it in negative terms. If I don't have bad things, then I'm healthy. And that's just such a small, limited view of it. When you think of real health being the total vitality in all your bodies, that's not even a glimpse of one piece of it to define it in those negative terms of what's not happening, and that means that I'm healthy.
Mm-hmm. Recently, I worked on somebody who has trouble hearing, and the person had never ever realized that that could be a symbol of an internal unhealthy part in their mental body, that they're not communicating and hearing people. They're doing more of the talking and presenting rather than the engaging. To realize that we're a whole person, that all of our parts work together. You know, we've been so fragmented. You go to this doctor for your teeth, and you go to this doctor for your feet, and this doctor for your hands, and this doctor for your internal organs, and this doctor for your legs, and this doctor for, you know, and there you go, your eyes. And so you have all these different divisions in the world that says we're in charge of these different parts of your health.
Uh-huh.
Well, number one, you're in charge of these different divisions of your health. Not that you can't have support from the outside, but if you have segmented yourself into little parts externally, then you've also segmented yourself internally.
Mm-hmm.
You're seeing yourself segmented in health. And the world encourages that.
Right.
Rather than we are a whole being and all of the parts of us contribute to our external health.
That's a lot like the picture that I got in my meditation. You know, I always like it when I get a simple picture that just sort of sums everything up in one perfect image. But this was a very complicated picture that came to me. In the meditation, I got this view of myself looking at another human, and it was like I had X-ray vision, and I was seeing through all their bodies, not just their bones and their organs, but their energetic system as well, all their meridians and chakras and their mental self and their emotional self. They were all in the picture, but I could see through them as if I had X-ray vision, and I saw all the little parts of them like a city at night, you know, little lights and streaming thoroughfares of lighted cars with activity in some places, and then other places were kind of dark and there wasn't a lot of activity. And I was viewing that person from that perspective, seeing some parts of their body as kind of dark and not full of energy, and then other parts humming and glowing and lit up. And I zoomed in on them, and at each little juncture in that city, each little thoroughfare crossing, there was a tiny little athlete, just a little person with muscles and a workout suit on, and the athlete was turning a wheel or pumping a handle or running on a treadmill, doing something to generate some of this light and energy and activity that I saw coursing through this body. And then I would look at some of the dark areas, and there was still a little athlete there, but in those places, the athlete was just goofing off, sitting on the couch or watching TV or something like that. And, you know, as I sat with that image and just thought about it for a while and tried to get my left brain engaged to make some literal sense out of it, what I came to was that we have health in all parts of our life, but we may not be exercising it in some. That health potential is there if we would engage that little inner athlete. We have emotional health if we care to exercise our emotions. We have physical health in our digestive system if we care to engage that piece of health and buy healthy food and make good decisions about what we eat. We have health in our nervous system if we care to get enough sleep and eat the right foods and give ourselves some stress outlets. If we care to engage that little piece of health inside of us in every area, then it can manifest as health all the way across.
Wow, that was a movie picture you had.
Yeah, it was quite complicated, but it kind of said what I was understanding about health.
Yes, that's a good picture. Very, very good. Yes. Let's take a minute. We want to acknowledge one of our sponsors. This one is BountifulBuys.com. If you go green online, you can reduce consumption by exploring a gently used boutique. BountifulBuys.com has clothes, accessories, gifts, all that will go easy on the planet and on your wallet. So go green online. Check out BountifulBuys.com. That is a wonderful sponsor to have while we're talking about health.
It is.
The health of our planet is incredibly important. And, you know, I was told yesterday that they're hoping to have the cap on the oil spill finished in a month. But that has just been one huge symbol in our physical script, like our Earth's physical body, telling us that we are very, very, very unhealthy in the water, that is, particularly so that's a representative of our emotional body on our planet. So we have all been meditating and sending lots of love and light because, you know, there's been that research done how they can change the water crystals by meditating and sending energy to them. So we've been asking people to do that on the show. Mm-hmm. And since it's a show of health, I think that would be a good thing for us to remember and do, to send the energy of health that you're meditating on. Not only bring it that light down all the way into your body, but to send it to the Gulf.
Excellent.
We have an email from Nellie here in Columbus, North Carolina. That's where we are, is in Columbus, North Carolina. It says, you mentioned the CARE workshop. It was an incredible experience. Thank you. Thank you, Nellie. I appreciate that. Thank you. That workshop will be out on CD in about 6 weeks, so you may want to make a note and write that down and go back and check it if we forget to remind you. We have another email from Cheryl in Blowing Rock, North Carolina. Hello, Cheryl. I heard you had some health problems. I'm glad to hear from you. The meditation picture of health for me was a locomotive train rolling along a track. Its powerful wheels were greased and moving efficiently, just like a fine-tuned body works in peak condition. This was not what my mental brain would have come up with, but that's what makes meditation so much fun.
Yeah, that's true.
That's very, very true. And you know, health, we think, well, we have good health, bad health, but health is a powerful energy. When we have health coursing through all of our chakras, you know, in our body, mind, spirit, and body, all are experiencing and manifesting that health, that is a wonderful picture of a locomotive train rolling along a track. And then the power of that and the movement of that, it really is symbolic of that vitality that you think of when you think of a person who's really healthy.
Yeah.
We have Russ and I have done a CD on living with the intent of health. Do you want to talk about that a little bit, Russ?
Well, the great thing about that CD is, as you pointed out in the opening, it emphasizes the idea that health is not just the physical. It talks about all aspects of it and how you can start with negative thinking and turn that into an actual disease. Some feeling that you hold on to, some belief that doesn't match the intent of your heart. All of these things, if you contain them long enough in your energy field, will turn into actual physical distress, and you won't have any idea where it came from, because it's not a car wreck, it's not a heart attack, it's strange things like fibromyalgia or, you know, chronic constipation, and you're thinking, you know, I'm Job, God has struck me down with these afflictions. But it's really just health that didn't get expressed on some higher level, which is now coming out on the physical level.
Yes. We have an email from Teresa in Asheville, North Carolina. My meditation picture of health this morning was a playground of young children during the recess, school recess. Had I not known that my energy today was health, I would have thought this picture meant a different energy. Chalk one up for the right brain. All right, let's look at that picture. A playground of young children playing at recess. There is a lot of energy expended. And when you realize that all heart energies are energetic in their beginning, they're uh-huh. part of that creative force, so that when you think of health, each energy has its own color, its own vibration, its own picture. And when you think of health, the energy expended by children is very vibrant and uh-huh. alive. Mm-hmm. They're like the Energizer bunnies. It's just there. And I think that's a perfect picture.
Yeah. I remember 3 or 4 years ago, I was talking to my brother on the phone. He was in his late 30s at the time. And he said, you know, Russ, I was out in the yard this weekend cleaning up some brush, you know, digging up some weeds in the garden, and I had my shirt off, and I looked down and realized, boy, I've got quite a gut on me. And I said, hey, we've all been there, you know, that's nothing to be ashamed of. And he said, oh, no, that wasn't the terrible part. And I said, well, what was the terrible part? He said, well, the terrible part was I realized how much worse it would have to get before I would do anything about it. And I kind of laughed at it, and I didn't take it seriously, because at the time I myself had really kicked up my workouts a notch, and I was in great shape, and I thought, well, you know, that's just Dave. That doesn't have anything to do with me. But when I looked at it, you know, very seldom does anything in our life happen that isn't really a reflection of some part of ourselves. And I looked at my workouts, and I too had become a little obsessed about a result. You know, he was thinking of health in terms of, I would work out to lose weight, you know, to get rid of my gut. You know, you do this to get that. And I had let a little of that creep into my workouts. I was doing, you know, 12 reps on each machine in the workout room. It was all about a number of times in a precise form. And I said, you know, that's really not why I'm working out. I'm here to experience that energy of health moving through my body. And so that week I quit counting reps. I just would do each machine until it felt like I had activated some health in my body, and then I'd move on to the next machine. And I was really grateful for that little statement of his, because it got me to thinking about how, you know, oriented I had become on a result. And that's really not what health's about. And kids playing always feels like that to me. Like, they don't care about the result. They're just out there feeling the energy, expressing it. It's not to impress anybody or to achieve anything.
That's a good, very good point. And we do. We tend to say, okay, I'm going to fix this problem and be healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to do this health act to achieve this end. You're right. That's what happens probably for 90 to 95% of the people, if not 99% mm-hmm. of the people in a workout room.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we have another sponsor. This is AC La Roca Pizzas. The AC La Roca Pizzas are the leading healthy pizza in our nation right now. They're leading the health revolution in pizzas. They're Weight Watcher friendly, diabetic friendly, heart friendly, made with organic whole grains, or if you like, you can have six sprouted grains. High in fiber, low in sodium, lowest of all frozen pizzas in sodium. Plus, they are natural with no artificial ingredients at all. It's true. You can now have pizza and eat healthy at the same time with AC La Roca Pizzas. We appreciate our sponsors. And we find sponsors that are about health.
Yeah.
So we have a health food store here at Ottawahee, and we only buy what we consider to be within the umbrella of health. And so if you really are wanting health, you have to consider the bigger picture of health. And let me tell a story to kind of make that point. My husband and I were doing some shopping last Friday night, and we took longer than we thought. And while we had food cooked and ready at home to eat, well, ready to warm up and eat, it was a 30-minute drive, and we said, oh, well, let's just stop and eat.
Mm-hmm.
We don't do that very often because I'm so used to eating organic food and cooking my food with the energy of health that the whole thing is about health. But, you know, you want to go out every so often, and it was late, and it was efficient and all those things. So we went into this Mexican restaurant, and it felt good. It was a family atmosphere, and you could feel the warmth of the family, and it was clean, and the service was good, and on their menu they had some special items that I could order. Usually their combinations don't work for me, but I ordered their grilled vegetables, some guacamole, and some what they call green rice. I tried to get him to explain it. I thought that would be the plain rice without all the stuff added to it. Well, I thought that would work. Now, I knew it wasn't organic, but I thought, well, it's as healthy as I can get. Oh, my gosh. They were cooked okay, except it had like a quarter of an inch of grease in the bottom, probably rancid grease. Guacamole was fine. The avocados were a little old. You could taste that. They weren't too greasy. I mean, they hadn't added a lot of mayonnaise and all. And the rice, the green rice, was just plain white rice with tons of grease in it. I didn't even make it to the car before I started wanting to vomit. And I was so sick, neither of us slept all mm-hmm. night. And I thought, okay, I am all about health. Health is a very important, it's a big energy in me. And so I wanted to make the point to people that when you have a little piece of health, you need to grow it, and you could get by with stuff like that.
Yeah.
But when the more you grow health, and this is not a warning, it's just a fact, the more you grow health in you and the energy gets bigger, then you have to take in health and act health. The same thing happened with... this was a very busy weekend with the workshop and all. And while I did walk every day, I didn't stretch. And I do stretch usually when I work out in the gym, but I didn't make it to the gym. But I made sure that I walked. But this morning when I did my yoga, I was so tight, just so tight, missing that schedule of stretching. that my body hit, you'd think, well, I stretch all the time. I probably wouldn't need it as much as somebody else. But the more you claim an energy, and this one we're talking about is health, the more you have to bring that into your life. You can't just say, oh, I've got it up there and I'll bring it big whenever I need it. Mm-hmm. You have to attend to it as an important big member of your energetic heart family.
Right. Yeah, the more I claim health, the more I work out and eat right and drink water every day, the more I have to get to bed on time. You would think, you know, being healthy, you could stay up a little late once in a while. But apparently, the healthier you are, the less you can put up with unhealthy habits.
I know, and it seems like a contradiction. I think that's why I needed to bring it up today.
Yeah.
You know, you can't just play at health. You can't just say, okay. You know, it's the same thing with personal growth, that part of your health, the emotional, mental, spiritual part of your health regime. Mm-hmm. You can't just play at that either. You can't say, well, you know, I'll meditate for a few days and then I'll go to class a little bit and maybe I'll take a workshop now and then. If you're really growing health in your emotional body, your mental body, your spiritual body, and your physical body, that health needs a way of expressing so that it has a healthy outlet.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have a healthy outlet for each of those parts of you, then there's no returning, because the outlet, expressing it, makes a space for more to return, and
right.
The cycle of health becomes complete. We have an email from Bill in Orlando, Florida. It says, are you saying that chronic disease can be cured with a heart energy? I have diabetes and a heart condition, and I am overweight. Is there hope for me? Do you want to start with that, Russ?
Well, there's always hope for people, but the thing that my meditation made clear to me today is, you know, it doesn't just happen. You do have health in you, but you can't say, I'm going to continue to be overweight and I'm going to eat whatever I want even though I've got diabetes and I want some magic surgery or some magic pill that'll make all that better. No pill, no doctor, no surgery is going to be able to give you health. It's inside of you, and you have to activate it, and you have to live it with your choices, with your actions, with the thoughts that you think and the emotions you hold on to. If you continue to go around thinking negative thoughts with a cloud over your head, if you continue to feel victimized and angry, if you eat badly, if you don't work out, then no, you're not choosing to be health, so there is no hope for you at that point. Hope starts with your choice to activate health inside of you at every level.
You know, we forget that when the doctors come to support us, the only way they can support us, and we appreciate that, and we do need it, but the way they support us is that they treat a symptom, mm-hmm. not the cause.
Right.
And so we have to go deeper inside to find the cause. And while we're searching for the cause, it certainly doesn't hurt to treat the symptom.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But know that that's all they can do. They can't go inside you, into your body, mind, spirit, and emotions, and change patterns around. That's not their job.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, if you're going to a therapist, that is their job, but then while you're going to the therapist, you may need support with the symptoms.
Right.
But know that when it manifests as a physical ailment or physical weight or just tension in your body, you know, that is a symptom. That is a symptom of a manifestation of some internal piece of you in your body, mind, spirit, and emotions that is needing to have health. So, you know, in this, we might talk just a little bit about, we've talked about health of emotions quite a bit, but I talked in the workshop more about mental health and getting to know how your mind works in the workshop, and that will be on the CD that comes out. But if you don't know how your mind works, then the job of the mind to partner and to be able to join with another person, to communicate with another person through exchange of the mind, which is the way we partner a lot, gets limited. And that way, then the health can't go out mm-hmm. and return, like we were talking about a minute ago.
Right, right.
So we have another email from CK in Green Creek. Health is one of my favorite energies. I've heard you say that we must care for ourselves to have health. Seeing the body as a sacred temple, can you speak to that? I talked a lot about that in the workshop yesterday, about the body being a sacred temple. And it, you know, when I was 14, we didn't have much money in my family when I was growing up. And so at Christmas, I didn't get a whole ton of toys like most people. I usually got one outfit, new outfit to wear. And, oh, I was always so anxious to get that because I didn't have any clothes. So that was such an exciting thing to get a new outfit. Well, this Christmas, my folks were very religious people. They had given me, and I'm trying to think what the translation, it was something like a Williams or something, I don't remember, New Testament, translation of the New Testament. I don't remember what it was, but it was in a paperback.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't get any clothes, and I was 14. And I was just, you know, my first response was, oh, shoot, this isn't what I wanted. But I was a very spiritual child. I had a good bit of enlightenment even at a young age, and I knew that if it had come to me, it was there for some purpose. So I thought, okay, I'll make the best of it. Now, I grew up in a church where I was required to memorize the Bible, so I didn't need to read it to get to know it. So I thought, well, it's a different translation, so there's something in here. So I opened it. I just opened it. And there was the scripture that said that your body is the temple of God.
Mm-hmm.
And so that at age 14 was the exact thing, you know, coming in with all your hormones that mm-hmm. I needed to hear, that my body was the sacred temple. And if it was that my whole life I have really been conscious of physical health, in that I felt that this was my temple, and as a temple, I needed to take care of it.
Mm-hmm.
The way I dressed, accessorized it as a temple, and the way that I fed it and the way I exercised and took care of it was just as much care as I put into keeping my house pure and clean, which I put a lot into.
Mm-hmm.
Did you want to add to that, Russell?
Something that you said to me in a session one time stuck with me around that idea. You said that most people think of, you know, health and strength and vitality as being able to charge up a hill or, you know, leap over a creek or something like that, just these explosive bursts of health and vitality and power and strength. And you said there's another kind that a lot of people don't really focus on, and that's the anchoring, the big fat acrobat at the bottom of the pyramid that's holding all the other acrobats up. That person that doesn't move explosively, that just takes tiny little steps, that keeps the balance and the focal point and the center of all the other explosive actions and the vitality around him, the people leaping off the pyramid and the people somersaulting up to the top and all the dazzling action that you think of as requiring lots of vitality, really, it's all made possible because of that one quiet guy in the center of the pyramid holding everything steady. And that stuck with me a lot, that for all that motion and activity, which we think of as health, to happen, there has to be inside of us one quiet, steady piece that's just anchored there, holding that intention. And then all the other flash is possible because of that.
Mm-hmm. Well, if I expounded on that, I would say that if we don't really have a sense of physical health as that anchor, because that's where that anchor is, that we really, all the acrobatics of our emotional, mental, and spiritual health is really going to be for naught.
Yeah.
I have an email from Hope in Charlotte, North Carolina. When I work out, I tend to push myself to the limit. How do I express health while working out and not kill myself? Well, you know, that's something I think a lot of people do, is they push themselves during their workout time for lots of reasons. Sometimes because they want to lose weight, sometimes because they think that that is healthier, and sometimes because they just have a short amount of time and they want to make sure they get a balanced workout in.
Mm-hmm.
That's my temptation, is, okay, I don't have a full hour, I only have 45 minutes, and these are the body parts I want to make sure I work out today, so, you know, I got to really kind of push it.
Uh-huh.
But when you do that, when you push yourself, you're going back to what you talked about earlier, and you're not doing it for the energy of health, but you're doing it to get a result.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to talk some more about that?
The thing that I focus on a lot when I want to get away from, did I lift enough weight? Did I stay on the treadmill long enough? You know, when I get into that performance-based thing, is I go back to focusing on the breathing. We always try and give people baby steps. And for me, the ultimate baby step in any expansion of health is to get refocused on your breathing. Because bringing energy into your body and having that flow where you're releasing old energy, old toxins, used up breath, and then drawing in fresh energy is very symbolic. You know, getting your cells suffused with energy and then breathing out anything that doesn't need to be there. Focusing on that takes me out of the performance. It takes me out of the achievement. It just gets me back into that idea that I want to fill my body up with health.
Mm-hmm. That's great. That's a great idea.
And a lot of people don't know how to breathe. When you're breathing, you really need to think about just making your stomach pooch out.
Like, no, I don't. I make my back pooch out. I breathe into my back, and then I breathe when I release the air. It's almost like I pull it up from the root chakra. It's almost like I feel the Kegel in the,
technically that would be what's going on. That's hard for people without an anatomy background to visualize sometimes. What you need to do is engage your diaphragm and not just your chest muscles,
mm-hmm.
Which for a lot of people does feel like you're just breathing into your stomach, mm-hmm. instead of puffing out your lungs.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can just focus on getting that breath down into your abdomen area, back, stomach, whatever, and just feel that while you're working out. Don't worry about counting how many reps you did. Don't worry about the weight. Don't worry about how long you go on the treadmill. Just try and focus on watching your breath go in and out all the way down to the core and back out the whole time that you're there, whether it's 15 minutes or whether it's 30 minutes or whatever. If you've stayed focused on your breath the whole time you're there, I guarantee you got a better, healthier workout than if you had done anything else.
You know, recently my sister was on a diet that required, I don't know if it was every week, or I don't know how often it was. I think it was every week. They had, maybe it was every month, I don't know, but they had to claim a new health activity. You know, like if you haven't flossed your teeth, you floss your teeth.
Right.
Or, you know, if you're used to kind of shoveling in your food, putting your fork down between every bite, a new health activity, something that is small but a baby step, that is a new health activity that you've never done before. It might be drinking more water.
Mm-hmm.
It might be setting a timer so that you don't forget water. It may be eating smaller meals. These were physical things that went along with the diet. But since we're talking about complete health, you know, I think that a person might, in addition to that, or instead of that, depending what where you need to work on your health the most, some people are really physically healthy that aren't emotionally healthy. And if that's the case, if you needed to work more on emotional health, you know, we talk about journaling all the time.
Sure, yeah.
And the breath goes quite along with both of those.
Mm-hmm.
It's a centering technique, and it's a releasing technique, and it releases tension, it releases negativity. The breathing goes along with both of those. And then, as we talked about more in the workshop, this mental health of taking time to think about, well, how did my mind work in that conversation? You know, I may have gone away really frustrated, and I'm real aware of my feeling, but what was the dynamic of that engaging? I've had to look a lot at the dynamics that go on between my husband and I because we think so differently.
Yeah.
I mean, our minds are at opposite ends of the spectrum. And we've worked at it. We've worked very hard at it. Now, the way my mind works, I've always thought I worked harder at it until I finally realized that the reason I do think that I'm working harder is that I'm looking at all the possibilities in the big picture, and he's very focused on going forward with that one piece. So, of course, I think I'm just dancing all the way around and looking at all of how we don't interact and how we should interact and what we might do, and he's just moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, through our dynamics, we have finally discovered that we do work in those two opposite ways. And because we work in those two opposite ways, we can experience health together and in our relationship and our partnering of the mind.
Mm-hmm.
And by doing that, you know, it's really hard to be, yes, you can keep from having negative thoughts and judgment and all that. But if we're going to have an exchange, let that energy out and flow back to us like we talked about, in the mind, you have to know how to interact.
Yeah.
And so, of course, we have four-way mental communication CD that's very helpful with the communication too. But knowing what area you need to bring more health. Yes, it doesn't mean you give up your workout and just start journaling. You know? Or it doesn't mean you just quit trying to eat healthy, or you just solely work, you know, you give up everything else and just focus on losing weight and being healthy in the physical. It is a complete body experience. My light bulb with four filaments, meaning the body, mind, spirit, and emotions.
Yeah, and you made a point to my wife and I one time. We had a session together where we were working on our relationship, and you said that, you know, any unhealthy piece of you, whether it's unhealthy thinking, unhealthy feeling, unhealthy physical patterns, you're going to see it played out in relationship to your partner if you're in a relationship. If you're not in a relationship, it'll be played out at work, or you'll bounce it off all the people around you, in other words.
Mm-hmm.
So if you pay attention to the dynamics of whatever relationship you find yourself in, you are getting a peek at your health played out on a stage in front of you. It'll show you where your thinking goes, where your feeling goes, what physical habits you have. All of that will get to play out. And the relationship can be a powerful way to begin working on health at that upper level before it becomes, you know, lodged in your body or in your life as an actual disease. You'll see it long before that in your relations with other people.
Yeah. I want to acknowledge another of our sponsors, the Ottawahee Wellness Retreat, which is right here on our campus. It's a way for you to not only get away from it all at home, but when you do return home, you don't just return back to the same old person. You return back healthier. And while we're talking about health, it's awesome to have a place where you can go and have a healthy retreat, a place where there is a circuit training room, a place where there is a meditation space, a place where there's a health food store, a place where there is a walking trail, a place that is surrounded in beauty, a place that is has 10 alternative healers, a place that has a bookstore to find metaphysical books or inspirational books or whatever kind you like to read that feed you, a place where you can go back fed healthier in body, mind, spirit, and emotions. So check out the Adawahi Wellness Retreat by going on Adawahi, A-D-A-W-E-H-I, Adawahi, Adawahi.com, Adawahi, A-D-A-W-E-H-I, Adawahi.com. We have an email from Katie in Atlanta, Georgia. The world around me has a picture about what a healthy person looks like. How can I appreciate who I am just as I am? You know, the models of our world that are pencil thin, the movie stars that have had thousands of facelifts, you know, that becomes our role model of what a person should look like. That is health and that is beauty. And, you know, the sun brown skin, you know, is supposed to look vibrant and alive when really we know it causes cancer. And, right. And you know, all of the picture that we get is not necessarily about health. You know, I've noticed that people will tend to wear whatever's in style, even if it looks horrid on them, that we do go along with, and they'll wear shoes that are uncomfortable just because they're in style.
Mm-hmm.
Now, maybe I've just gotten old and that's just not the big deal for me anymore, but even when I was young, I used to think that was really kind of dumb. and I still think it's really kind of dumb to just go along with the look, whether it's in the styles, whether it's in the size, whether it's in the whatever, to try to meet the outside approval of what we should be like and look like. And that's the same reason a lot of people work out. We talked about that,
right?
Because, you know, they want to look a certain way. If health comes from the inside to the out, which we talk about all the time on this show of living from the inside out, if health is part of your heart energies, it's part of your spirit's contribution to who you are, if health is part of that, and it is, then how it expresses will be uniquely yours. Health, just as any other energy, how your beauty expresses will be uniquely yours. How your creativity expresses will be uniquely yours. All these heart energies are yours. Now, we may all have the same name. We may all have beauty and creativity and health, but how it expresses for each person will be different. Now, we talk about, you know, in beauty, what you might wear and what you might do with your hair, but you have to make the choices of what fits you. The same as health. We talk about eating healthy. We talk about having the right foods we might and the right exercise. But even those forms of health, everybody can't work out the same way.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody can't even stretch the same way. Everybody can't eat the same foods, even though they may all eat organic. Or they may eat, you know, low gluten. They may eat healthy foods. But the whether they need more protein or whether they need more fruits or, you know, whether they're missing in vitamins and minerals of this area or that area, all of that is uniquely you.
Yeah.
And it's important to keep that in mind as we talk about heart energies, that your heart energy, Russ and I talk about ours, but that's just to get you going and try to get you some idea of what that energy looks like for us. And you'll fall somewhere in that ballpark, but yours will be unique.
Yeah, there really is no generic health. Just like any heart quality, there is hundreds of thousands of unique pieces of health. And you have to stay true to your piece. You will be bombarded by images and pressures from the outside world to look a certain way or be a certain way or eat a certain way. And you want to not give in to that, but you don't want to fight those things just to fight those things. You want to strive to clear your space constantly of anything that's not you, basically. And that, to me, is what health looks like.
Yeah. We have one more email. We have a few minutes here to talk about this from Kathy in Dayton, Ohio. Sometimes I feel trapped in my mind because what I think and know seems so much bigger than how I can talk about it. This really frustrates me. I'm worried it will lead to disease. How can I learn to express better? Well, Kathy's definitely listening to me.
Yeah.
Yes, I really appreciate that. And you do need to learn how to express better so that exchange can happen. That flowing out, flowing back is also a piece of health. That giving and receiving cycle is a piece of health as well as that downward cycle through that we anchor through ourselves.
Uh-huh.
That's a feeding. That's an energetic feeding that we get from others. So she's asking, she says, because what I think and know seems so much bigger than how I can talk about it. Do you want to start with that, Russell?
It's amazing to me that health and spirituality have been so separated that most churches, most religions, most spiritual practices are solely concentrated in very abstract things that pull you up into your upper chakras. And a lot of physicality has been demonized by spiritual practice, that if you're too physical, then you're not spiritual enough. But I find that bringing that healthy body, physical self is a temple image into my spirituality makes it so much more powerful. And so I have in my house a little altar that I do my morning meditations and prayers at. And on that altar, I'll have just a little list that I've written down that kind of reminds me of who I am. It lists my current intention in the world, what I hope to be bringing to my life. And I've listed several heart qualities that are very strong for me that I want to bring in my marriage, several that I want to bring to my work, just little areas of my life and a snapshot of who I am. And every morning I will sit down and I will read those things to myself. And then I'll get down and I'll do my push-ups and my sit-ups and my morning breathing exercises, trying to focus on those intentions that I just read. And that's my way of anchoring those spiritual intentions into physical being.
Mm-hmm. And if you're doing that, then as you get to experience how you bring yourself, then you'll begin to know who you are. And what I'm hearing Kathy ask is, what I think and know seems so much bigger than how I can talk about it. As you are aware of how you're bringing it in the world, that is the clue.
Mm-hmm.
What you just said, if you'll look at how you're acting out an energy, that is a clue of who you are around that energy. And so you can talk about who you are, but you also can look at the physical script of what they're bringing and see who they are.
Mm-hmm.
So this gives you a mode of conversation. With my husband and I, as I said, we've explored different ways to communicate because we are so different in that I'm circling around in the big picture and he's going directly from A to Z on a straight line. Totally focused on that A till it turns into Z. It was by watching him. It wasn't that, I kept saying, well, how does your mind work? Well, he couldn't tell me.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people can't tell you because they don't know. But by watching him in life is how I knew how to communicate with him. I watched him. When he would start on a task, he was totally focused on, I mean, the house could burn down. And he did not even know that that was happening. So I hope this helps you, Kathy, since you're saying that you're having trouble with the thinking, and you're worried that it will lead to disease if you don't express better. Just start observing who you are all the way into the physical. Take note of that, but take note of the other person. Who are they being around a particular energy? And that not only gives you a point of conversation, but it gives you the clarity. We thank you so much for being with us. Remember to let your heart matter, and by letting your heart matter, you're going to empower it for extraordinary living. See you next week.